For a faster, easier way to clean porcelain and enamelware, change to Babbo, the amazing cleaner that dissolves grease. The makers of Babbo present Laura Lawton. The story of what it means to be the wife of one of the richest, most attractive men in all America. The story of the conflict between love and riches in a world so many dream of, but where so few dreams come true. Ladies, here's how you can clean painted walls speedily, easily, thoroughly. Just dissolve 2 tablespoonfuls of grease-dissolving Babbo for each quart of hot water. Dip a soft, clean cloth in the solution and wring it nearly dry. Then simply wipe away the dirt, that's all. Babbo's wonderful, too, for cleaning baseboards, for removing finger marks from woodwork and doors. Here's why. On painted walls, on woodwork, practically all dirt is held by grease. Babbo dissolves grease. Then with grease dissolved, the dirt wipes away. So try Babbo for cleaning your painted walls and woodwork for all your cleaning. You'll be pleasantly surprised at the thorough job Babbo will do. Get Babbo today. And now, Laura Lawton. Laura's heartbroken over the disappearance of her husband, Peter Carter. She's unaware that he has been spirited out of the Washington Hospital, where he was being treated for a brain disorder. He's been taken to a little cabin in the lake country outside Washington, where he's being looked after by Bessie Harris, the timid wife of Bert Harris, who's a trusted employee at Peter's shipyards and Peter's devoted friend. Now it's late evening, and Bessie sits in the living room of the cabin, knitting and rocking while Peter's in the bedroom sleeping. As she hears the sound of a car, she gets up and runs to the door.
Bert? Bert, is that you?
Where else would it be?
I don't know. It took you such a long time.
I thought somebody was following me, Bessie, so I had to be sure. I came the long way.
Whose car did you borrow, Bert?
I hired one.
Oh.
Where is he?
Sleeping. Bert, Mr. Peter's a very sick man. I think we ought to take him back to the hospital.
Don't be crazy. Anything to eat?
Oh, yeah, in the kitchen. I was keeping it warm for you.
Well, get it set. I'm going in to see Mr. Peter. Call me when it's ready.
Yeah, Bert, I will.
And stop acting as if we were criminals. We're doing the right thing, I tell you. I've known all along it's the right thing, and today I know it more than ever.
I'll get you supper. Don't wake him.
I know what I'm doing. Mr. Peter, are you asleep?
Who is it?
It's me, Bert Harris, Mr. Peter.
Oh, good, Bert. I'm glad you came. I thought you'd be here before this.
I waited, Cecil, and nobody'd say I had anything to do with your getting out of the hospital or anything.
I know. That was why.
Is Bessie taking good care of you, Mr. Peter?
Bessie? Well, who's Bessie?
You know, my wife. She's looking after you. You know,
Oh, yes, of course. Bert, I get headaches. They make me rather confused sometimes.
Don't worry, Mr. Peter. You're going to be all right.
Are they looking for me?
I'll say, all over. But they can't find you. I've been with the police all the time. They finally asked Mrs. Carver to call me off.
Laura did?
No, this naval architect friend of hers at the shipyard, this Grant fella, he did it. He told me to quit being helpful.
I don't know him, Grant.
He's helping your wife run the shipyards, Mr. Peter. Run them into the ground is what I'd say they're doing.
But you've got to get me well. You've got to get me back to the shipyard so I can take over, so I can do what's needed. But I can't stand this much longer.
I'll see you get back. Don't you worry.
Did your wife say anything to you about the medicine?
Medicine?
I think I'm going to need it, Bert. Somehow you'll have to get it for me. The pain gets so bad.
Sure, I'll get it for you.
Bert?
My supper's ready, Mr. Peter. I'll eat, then I'll come back and talk to you.
Yes, all right, Bert. Thank you for coming.
I'm going to close the door so you can sleep.
All right.
It's all ready, Bert.
Yeah.
He was awake?
Uh-huh.
How do you think he is?
Well, he's not feeling so good. After all, they kept him drugged a lot in the hospital.
Bert, I wish we could take him back there. We've got a very sick man on our hands.
Shut up, Bert.
Bert, I'll do anything you tell me to. You know I will, and I'll take care of him. But we don't know, but what, he's really a very sick man. Maybe Mrs. Carver's right after all.
Shut up, I said. I know about her. I know she's trying to get him out of the shipyards. I know just what's going on, and I'm going to prevent it.
Oh. All right, Bert.
I'll figure a way of getting medicine for him. What was it?
He asked you for it, didn't he? Oh, his head hurts him that bad. And I don't know what the medicine was. They gave it to him in the hospital.
Yeah. I guess it would be a prescription anyway, wouldn't it?
Bert, you're going to have to get a doctor to him one day, I think, when he gets the bad pain. You're going to have to do that.
Yeah, sure. Why do you quit nagging at me about it? Let me eat. What is the stuff you cooked anyway? Is it any good?
Bert,
then shut up while I'm eating, will you? Just keep quiet. I know what I'm doing.
Bert Harris does not know what he's doing, and he's beginning to realize it. Meanwhile, in Washington, Laura's putting on a dressing gown to answer her doorbell. She's been sleeping, and as she opens the door, she finds a stranger standing there.
Yes? You're Mrs. Carver, aren't you?
Yes. If you're a newspaper reporter...
Oh, I'm not. I'm not a reporter at all. I'm just a very curious woman. May I come in? Thank you.
I don't think...
Oh, don't be frightened. I'm not anyone who's out for harm, I assure you. It wasn't kind of me to wake you up, I know. But it isn't terribly late. It's only coming on to midnight.
I still don't know who you are.
My name is Lamb. Carolyn Lamb.
I...
We've never met, but I thought it was high time we did, since I'm a very direct person. I'm staying with friends of mine in Georgetown if you want references. I have impeccable social references and pretty good character references. May I smoke?
Oh, yes, of course. Look, Miss Lamb, I've been under a strain lately.
Oh, I know.
And I need my rest.
I'm not going to stay very long. Just long enough to find out why Randy Valancourt can't come back to New York.
Dr. Valancourt? Well,
you know, of course, that Dr. Valancourt and I are engaged.
I don't know a great deal about Dr. Valancourt's private affairs. He's my husband's doctor,
mm-hmm.
And we haven't talked very much about...
About me? I didn't think so. Well, I think you should, Mrs. Carver. I think you should both sit down and have a lovely long chat about me and discover just where I fit in the general scheme of things.
But you're...
I know the doctors can sometimes get involved with the wives of their patients.
They really don't, Miss Lamb. I really think that's a little vulgar.
Do you? Well, of course, I don't think it's half as vulgar as using a sick husband to win friends and influence people, do you?
Why are you being so rude to me? Why are you being so unkind?
Oh, dear.
I'm afraid I don't follow any of this at all. I'm quite confused.
Then let me make everything clear. Randy was to be back in New York City a good 10 days ago. Obviously, something is keeping him here. And I think it's you.
You know, Miss Lamb, that's so silly. That's so ridiculous.
What is?
I have a husband who's desperately ill. I'm working like mad to keep his shipyards going while he's ill. And you seem to feel that I'm carrying on with Dr. Valancourt.
My dear girl.
I haven't time for your precious doctor. I haven't time for anything but the job I've undertaken. And the worry and anxiety and sheer terror that sweeps over me as I realize that my husband is... Never mind. Never mind. Don't let me talk like this. Will you please go? If you stay, I'll be much ruder.
I don't think you're rude. I think you're terribly clever.
Clever? Miss Lamb.
Yes.
I
have no choice but to go now. You've put on such a beautiful display of righteous indignation and justifiable anger. Oh, you're a very clever woman, Laura Lawton. Lots cleverer than I am. Good night.
A little later, after arriving back at her friend's home in Georgetown, Carolyn Lamb telephoned Dr. Valancourt.
Hello, Randy, darling.
Hello.
This is Carolyn.
I know. I recognized your voice.
Well, I wondered if you would.
What is it, Carolyn? I'm trying to get some sleep. I've had a bad couple of nights.
Dear me, everybody wants to sleep when I want to talk to them. Laura is in the same condition.
Laura?
I just come from her apartment.
What in the world were you doing there?
Asking her when you could come home to me in New York.
Carolyn.
Why not, Randy, darling? She's the reason you've been staying here, isn't she? And I like to have these things all straight and clear.
Carolyn, if you've been offensive to Laura, with all she has on her mind...
Well, of course I've been offensive to her, and I shall be to you, too.
Carolyn.
What kind of a fool do you take me for, Randy? Peter Carver isn't at the hospital.